Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Nick Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Public Theater off of 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang, Jackson Hill. This is the informal net. I'll take the party's welcome to check in with the route traffic. I'm going to check the clear with y'all time to break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, August 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 County Street, Boomerang, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact me or any other club member, and we can set that up. Email me at kd2ait@kd2ait.com. The net controller not set the net at 9 p.m. as well as not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerangarc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
Andrew KPI, portable. How about that? Enter KPI portable.
Enter KPI portable. Good evening. What's going on today?
After it turned out to be a very, very lazy day for me, which is about time. I do enjoy sitting around once in a while, but not too often because it drives me nuts. But outside of that, it was also very quiet, so not much going on. That's about it. Back to you there, Jeff, and to keep you up.
All right. Thanks for checking in there, and I'm glad you had a lazy day. All right. Thanks for checking in there. We'll catch you later. Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in?
QRUQ.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in now from Oneonta, New York. I got myself back home. And it looks like Bill from Warrendale's in there, and I think John may have already jumped in. Your dad might be in there already.
KD2AIT, Mr. Kevin James is correct. I did jump in here relatively late here. KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, on a muggy evening, checking in through the Echolink system. Hello there.
All right, there's three Echolink stations. So we'll start with WB2RUQ, my father John down the Hudson Valley. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ. Yeah, Jeff, not too much. Quiet evening, about 72 degrees. A little bit muggy. I guess we're expecting rain tonight. That's about it. We're up in Allenville this afternoon and grab a bite to eat after Gloria's chiropractor appointment and, really just take it kind of easy. So I'll throw it back to you. WB2RUQ.
Radar up here, it looks like the whole part of the state up here is about to get some rain. We had some here earlier today, about 1 or 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. We had it come down for a bit, and it's been sitting on and off a bit. It looked like we were going to get some, and it kind of disappeared on the radar, but the big block was supposed to be coming. All right, well, thanks for checking in. Glad you had a good day, and we'll catch up with you later. WFTM, Kevin of Oneonta, what's going on today?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and good evening, everyone up in the Boonville area. This is Kitty 2FPM checking in. I'm actually over at Pinder's Corners, So that's where my fire department is that I'm a member of, and I'm just hanging out with the guys here tonight. We had a drill, kind of taking care of some business here. So, yeah, it's been a fun day, a nice trip back down from the Mohawk Valley. So uneventful, which is a good thing. So looks like we've got looks like 66 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. The humidity is kicking up there pretty good. So looks like we're getting ready for some rain here too. On that note, I'll say 7-3 and hand it back to Net Control, KD2FBM.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in there. And have a good night up there in near Oneonta. And we'll catch up with you later. K3CFB, Bill, good evening. What's going on?
Indeed, a good evening, KA3TFB here, and we are having it 75 degrees. Our humidity is 80%, and our dew point is somewhere in the 60s. It is muggy. It's almost like you can take your shirt off and wring it out. That's how muggy this is. Rain all around us. Rain to the north, rain to the south, and here we're in the center. We could use a little rain, but I don't want to see a flood. I've heard of floods in the next state. I think St. Louis, I think they had flooding rain there somewhere. But anyhow, good to hear everybody. Good evening to the net through the EchoLink system, and hand it back to you. Thanks for doing a good job there. Wouldn't miss it for the world. KA3TFB, over to Net Control.
All right. Yeah, we had the, and that rain came through earlier today. It brought a lot of ice rain through. And, you can definitely feel it. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good evening over there in Warrendale. We'll catch up with you later. Last one on the Echo IQ, so this is KD2AIC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Line. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Andrew PFM, good evening, Jeff.
KA2ZNZ.
WA2U.
And 5AOW.
KD2GHL.
Last station, was that Kilo Delta 2, GHL?
Yep, that's correct, thank you.
All right, we'll start at the top of this with George, N2PFM. Good evening, what's going on?
Well, good evening to you, Jeff. Everybody else, Jack, everybody else out there now. Hello, everyone. Oh yeah, temperature is 70 degrees here on the mountain side. We have a little spritz here and there, and nothing that's off the ground yet. It's been tougher to range today. It's very muggy, yes. And the temperature range here today was 57 to 80. Not too much sun either. So I'm going to probably be taking it good and easy here tomorrow, maybe got some more train boards down and stuff. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73 is until PFM clear.
All right. Well, thanks, George, for checking in tonight. And, yeah, I think that humidity is going to be in for a few days, but we'll see. Looks like we're going to get a bunch of rain. But, I don't know. We kind of need it. I'm not going to play too much, too loudly anyway. Okay, thanks, George. K2ZNZ, Jack, I'm sure you're probably starting to get some of that rain right about now. What's going on?
Yeah, I was just looking at the radar myself. We had a few dribbles here a little earlier, but then we were kind of in a little opening. But it sure looks like there's a lot of rain going to land on us. And they did have some thunderstorms out of it earlier, around Rochester in that area, but it looks like it's just heavy rain now. But anyways, we're up to 85 today. Right now we're 71. and I forgot to check the low for the day. Well, I know it was down to the low 60s anyway. 62 to be exact. 62. So, that's about it. 7-3, so have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.
Alright, Dad, well, good luck dodging the raindrops over there. And we'll say, I mean, we had that today where it looked like the storm's coming in, all of a sudden just disappeared on the radar. So maybe you'll get some of that there tonight. It won't be so bad. Alright, well, thanks, Jack. We'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff. WA2U, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. We had a great weekend Saturday, a lot of company here, boy, go, and had all our music and beverages Saturday night, and yesterday was kind of a quiet day. Today we worked on, let's see, what did I do today? Oh, I went up to Boonville, for a little while, went over to CJ's and picked up a boatload of chains, I don't know, 6 or 7 chains that they had resharpened, and stopped at one of the restaurants up there and made a few stops on the way home, but got home and decided, you know, this putting all the chains in a bag like this is ridiculous, so I made up a jig. It's kind of neat. I had some, I guess you'd call them brackets that you'd mount utensils on in the kitchen. Left over from the camp, I had 2 or 3 of those. I mounted up, made up a board, and I've got all the chains hanging, the aggressive chisel type chains on one side and then the other chains on the other side, and then the smaller saw, I've got them in the middle, so now I can grab them and they're all ready to go on a bar rather than twisting them and untangling them. So did that. Got some software, came in on Saturday, but for my laptop, and have to get some software for the desktop upstairs, but we haven't installed it. Now everything you buy is, you need this because it's good for Windows 10. I'm just waiting to, I'm waiting a while. I'm not one of those that got to jump right on board and get that, have the latest and greatest. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and good to hear everyone on, and I'm glad every time it rains, it's one of the day I don't have to hook up the hose here, so everyone have a good evening. We'll listen out. WA to you. 7-3 to all.
Alright, John, sounds like you're having a busy week there. Sounds good. That's fun. Alright, well, thanks for checking in, and Kathy, have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. And 5AOW, Bill, good evening. What's up?
And 5AOW, good evening to everyone on frequency this evening. Nice day today. A little on the cloudy side and cool side and windy side to some degree. But it was a very nice day, and I think the rain was welcome. We were a little long overdue. It's quiet here right now. No rain. It's about 68. And nice evening. A little on the humid side, but that comes with the precip. So with that, not a whole lot going on, Jeff. Just had a good day of it. Went into Boonville, picked up a couple of things this evening, and came back home and relaxed a bit. So, and John, I gotta say, doesn't surprise me with you getting the chains all sharpened up. My God, with all the wood you've been cutting, I'll tell you what. You gotta have those carbide chains instead of steel. I think that would help a lot. I don't know if they come out with one of those things yet, but I haven't found one at this point. So anyway, back to you, Jeff. And you have a good evening also, everyone else. N5ALW, back to net control.
Alright, Bill, you're going to get a little more humid tonight, I think. Well, that's alright. Like I said earlier, I think we need some of that water. That rain we had today, it came down pretty hard there, but I don't think you saw one puddle. When it was all said and done, the ground just soaked it right up. So, you know, we've had a little dry spell there for a bit. I don't know, maybe 3 weeks, right? The last serious rain. Anyway, all right, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. See, that brings us over to KD2GHL. You call, all right. Your name's Rich. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Jeff, this is Rich, KD2GHL. I'm running ancient D2 Fox Hangout 290R, which is a battery powered, okay, that 2 watts output maximum, into homemade quarter wave ground plane. Okay, so we're looking at really ancient equipment here with no PL tones or anything like that. I'm going to just check it in. Right now it's 67 degrees and 78% humidity, and that's what I got going on.
Alright, Rich, well, you're doing okay there from Colebrook. A little bit of bacon in the background, the 2 watts, you're doing pretty good. And, alright, thanks for checking in there, and got about similar weather what we have going on here, so as far as temperature is good. Alright, well, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Network. Thanks for checking. Well, for myself, I've got today, and got a lot of work done. That's pretty much it. Went out for a run in between the raindrops, and that felt good. I'll feel tomorrow. That's about it. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, I'm working on a computer here. This is a Dell, originally Windows 7, updated to 8.1. Problems, bad hard drive. So I put another drive in it. We're going to reinstall 7 from scratch and jump right up to 10 and see what happens. So that's going to be interesting. See how that really goes. Boy, I had all good intentions of getting a lot of work done today, especially, well, I didn't. I had all good intentions of going out, taking my canoe into Big Otter Lake, because I missed doing it yesterday. But, of course, it was cloudy and not all that warm this morning. I said, oh, it looks like it isn't going to be that great, and I got work to do anyway, so I had a guy come over and pick up the computer at, I don't know, 10:30. And it was actually cold in the house, but we were standing out on the front porch there talking 10:30, 11 o'clock, something like that. You know, it was getting kind of warm. And I should have right then, if I was going to go canoeing, I should have got right out. But I didn't. And then I decided I wasn't going to do it right at high noon. And, the hottest part of the day is the sun. And I kind of waited, and I waited a little too long. I got out, I don't know, it was 3 o'clock or something. And it was cloudy, but I said, well, I'm going to go a little bit anyway. I got down, put the boat in. The wind was blowing down the river. I said, well, I'm just going to go a little bit. It was a fight just paddling. And I got around under the bridge and around the corner and up a ways. And, boy, it was really windy. And I started to hear a little thunder. I said, well, I'm going to take a quick swim right here, and I'm going to go back. So I did that. And, of course, it really didn't rain much. I cut the grass and went up to grab to look at this computer. So all in all, I really didn't put my nose to the grindstone this morning. I just kind of got distracted a little there. So I got to work tonight, work tomorrow, work Wednesday. Got to get things done here. I got a lot of stuff. This one is sort of a, you know, I want it as soon as possible kind of thing. And we'll see what happens. Right now, last I looked, it looks like Saturday's iffy, but Sunday's going to be pretty nice, but that's too far away to tell. I did get an email from Julie. She gets the weather briefings from Buffalo. I don't know, all of a sudden I'm not getting any. I guess I'm only getting them when they're severe weather warnings or something. I probably still get those forwarded from the Northeast, what is it called, Health Alliance, or whatever that is. But anyway, and they're still saying heavy rain tonight, tomorrow, a slow-moving storm, so we could get an inch, you know, inch, I think it was like inch to inch and three-quarters of rain, because it's a slow-moving, you know, front. But so far, other than a few sprinkles this afternoon, there wasn't much, so at least not here. Other than that, I guess not too much going on. KC2WI.
KA3TFB, logging off through the Echolink system on a hot, muggy evening. Indeed, a good evening to all.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, whether without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
This is Enter WBX. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Enter KPR. Good evening, Jack.
5AOW. Good evening, Jack.
Okay, very good. Log line acknowledged. N2 WBX, good evening, Dennis. N2 KPR, good evening, Rich. N5AOW, hello, Bob. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Looking for additional stations with or without traffic.
This is KC2WI.
KC2W1, hello Pete. Thank you for checking in. and the other stations, with or without static. Any other stations for Arc-10, with or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3s to all. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2007.